Hello, and welcome back to the Law of Attraction Tribe podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Keith. All right, you guys that follow me closely may have noticed that I've been a little MIA the past week or so, just decompressing, getting ready for our astrological new year. And we had a really big bundle that we were selling, and it just required a lot of promotion and just being really on it. And so I just needed to take a few days to just relax and chill. And I want to talk about, first of all, the importance of that and how that correlates to money mindset. And I'll get to that in a second. And then I also want to dive into finding your thing, your passion, your purpose, and understanding that you can monetize anything. And the reason I want to get into this topic is because I get messages from you guys every day, like literally every day. I'll get at least one, but usually multiple messages from people that are like, hey, I want to start a business. I want to leave the 9-to-5 grind. I want to create an app. I want to make money online and be home with my kids, but I just don't know what I would even do. I have no idea. And if that's you, know that that is absolutely normal. That is exactly where I was at. I know I've told this story so many times, but like on my 30th birthday, when I realized, you know what, I am done. I don't want to be in the corporate world anymore. And a lot of it had to do with feeling really unfulfilled. Like there were a lot of deep questions that I started asking myself around what mark am I leaving on the world? Like how am I making the world a better place with what I'm doing? And I really didn't feel like I was. And I think a lot of people that are in, you know, a typical 9-to-5 job get that, because there's so many jobs that are just kind of mundane and you're like, am I even making a difference? And so there were a lot of really deep questions that came through, but then it was like, well, I don't even know what I would do. Like, how would I leave my mark on the world? What legacy am I leaving for my kids? A big one, a very morbid question, but one that is profound, was if I were to die tomorrow, let's say, would people, number one, even show up to my funeral? Would they even notice? And part of that was I was so busy and so stressed with my career and being a mom that I had completely neglected a lot of friendships. And that was totally my fault. And it made me realize, like, you know, life is about relationships and connecting with people. And I had just completely let that ball drop because I was just so busy. So that was the first question. Then the second question is, what would people say about me? What would, you know, be left of what I did on this earth? And, you know, it was like, okay, I was a good employee. Like, that's it. Like, how have I left a legacy, you know, for my kids? And so all these deep questions that kind of started me on this journey of trying to find my purpose. And I think that is the key, because I think when we go into it and we're like, okay, I need to just make money online, I need to just start a business. If you don't have purpose and fulfillment behind it, if you're not passionate about what you're doing, it's probably not going to work, because number one, you're going to get burnout talking about it. And you're not going to have the same motivation, and you're not going to have the push, because you have to have a lot of discipline and a lot of, you know, motivation to get up and create content every day. And so if you're trying to do something just because you think it's a profitable idea, but you're not passionate about it, you're not going to find the motivation. You're going to find excuses. It's going to be a lot harder to get your business off the ground. So the focus should be like, what am I passionate about? What would leave me feeling fulfilled? Like I fulfilled my true calling. Like I gave my gift to this world and left it a better place. So we're gonna dive into this a little bit deeper. Before we do, I wanna go back to what I was saying about, you know, taking some time for yourself. I feel like that's one of the hardest things to do, especially nowadays with social media. Social media has such a grip on us. and it can really end up like dominating our agenda and like what we want to do for the day, because we feel like we have to be on there every single day and we have to be selling all the time and we have to be talking about what we're doing all the time. And I came across this book. Gosh, I should have it right in front of me. But I came across this book. It's a super short read. Like, I literally read it in one day. I ordered it on Amazon. It's called Dollars Flow to Me Easily by Richard Dotz. And the whole book is basically about getting into the state of abundance where dollars can flow easily to you. And what it requires is for you to do nothing. And I talk about this a lot, how like manifesting isn't about doing, it's about being. And that's essentially what this book is about. How we try to come at everything from that left brain, you know, masculine energy, strategic, analytical approach, where we have to find a solution. We have to know how. We have to take action and do things. But that immediately pulls us out of that right brain, feminine energy of creativity, intuition, imagination. And that's where like really where the magic happens. And so when you can just sit with yourself and meditate, and I hate even using that term meditate, because it's really like what he talks about in the book is it's really just getting quiet and just sitting there and like taking some time, a few minutes every day, to just go inward and let your thoughts pass, but don't take any action, and just try to get into that state of abundance. And he uses the example of picturing a field of flowers, and like there's so many, you couldn't possibly count them all. And you don't have to do anything to enjoy this field of flowers and to be a part of this field of flowers other than just standing there and observing it. And how that is the same with money. Like, we are literally surrounded by money at all times. Like, it is just digits on a screen. It's not, we don't even use paper hardly anymore, right? It's just digits on a screen. Every time you go online, you're surrounded by it. You're on the network with billions or trillions of dollars, right? And so you really can just get into that state of abundance at any time because it's our natural state. And if you're questioning whether or not it's our natural state, go outside and just look at nature. You know, look at how many blades of grass there are. Look at how much oxygen there is for us all to breathe. Look at how every single piece of fruit has so many seeds to grow so many more fruit trees, right? Like there's just abundance. It's encoded in us. It's within our DNA, right? And so what he's saying is that when we turn off the noise around us, which is all around us these days with social media, the internet, just having a smartphone, and we just get quiet and go within for a few minutes and get back into our own internal state of abundance, that is the key. And that is when things flow to you. And it is so true. It's like that concept of letting go, of surrendering. And that is when things will open up for you. And it is so true. I think about all the times in my life when I've had like crazy big things manifest and I didn't have really an expectation of the outcome. I just kind of had fun with it. You know, like when I manifested my dream home, like I didn't really expect anything. I was just having fun with the process and it happened. But then there's other times where I've wanted something really bad and I think about it nonstop and it's like I have this grip, like I have to have it. And that's when it doesn't manifest. That's when it takes forever to come through. And I think that happens a lot of times with money because we're in such a state of lack and we're constantly stressed about it. We're constantly thinking about how we don't have enough. And so what he was saying is like, when we start to get into this state of abundance, those worries and stresses kind of naturally fall away. And that is what I would recommend everyone do. So like I said, I have taken a few days to just really not work on anything. Like, I've given myself zero responsibilities for my business, nothing on the to-do list unless I just happen to feel inspired and want to work on something. And so as a result, I have gotten in a really good vibrational state where I feel calm. I feel very intuitive and I feel very ready to prepare my next course, which I've been thinking about for a long time and just kind of putting off. And I think it's because I've been so busy, I haven't really had time to just get quiet and let it come out naturally and let it flow. I've been trying to force it. And so I really recommend, if you guys have not done this in a while, take a few days off of social media and just try to get into the best, most calm, you know, neutral place you can. Tap into your internal abundance. And I guarantee the ideas will start flowing because I feel more creative than I have in a long time. And I really think it's because I just shut everything off for a few days. And a little bonus tip, when you get off of social media for a few days, it kind of like resets the algorithm. And so that when you do start posting again, the algorithm is going to want to keep you on there. It's not going to want you to go away again. So it's going to give you a little boost. So that's just a little like little inside tip on social media. So I recommend take like 3 days off. If you have a spring break coming up, which we do next week, try to go as many days over that spring break without focusing on work, focusing on your business, focusing on social media, and just have fun. Just fully enjoy it. Be in the moment, make memories. And what that's going to do is it's going to catapult you when you get back. I guarantee you'll go back to your business, your work with so much creativity and energy, and it's just going to flow. And like things that you've been putting off for months are just going to happen effortlessly. So that's your homework. Now back to finding your purpose. So like I said, I've had so many people asking me about this, and I'm like, man, I need to do like a whole course on this because I mean, it's such a common question and we're not taught this in school at all. And what's interesting, I was listening to TikTok the other day, and it's like this woman that I guess she's like a career coach because she works with teenagers to like help them find their path, which a lot of times isn't college. And she was saying, you know, your teachers, your guidance counselors, everyone that is like helping kids prepare for their future, they've all been in the education system forever. Like they went to school, a lot of them went and got secondary degrees, and now they're working in a school system again. So of course, their answer is going to be school, go to college. And that's all they know. That's all they've known. Like they don't have that outside experience to really help kids find their passion, their purpose. So they're giving them all the same direction. And it was funny because she said that they do this test in school. And I think my daughter's done this test, but they give these kids this test that I guess it's like a personality test that's supposed to help you figure out like what career would be a good choice or like what major in college would be a good choice. And she's like, every single time I have a teenage girl as a client, every single time psychology, being a psychologist comes up as like what they should do. And she's like, and this is the worst advice that you could give to a kid because it requires multiple degrees and certifications. And then the amount of money you make from it isn't even enough to cover your student loans most of the time. And I don't mean this offensively to like anyone that is a psychologist, but I know it's true because I was one of those teen girls that it, you know, said you should be a psychologist. And when I looked into it, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to have to go to school forever. And then I don't even make that much. Like I might as well just go to school to be a doctor. So I changed my major to being a doctor. And then I changed it to business after I realized what goes into being a doctor. But you know, it rang so true to me because I'm like, oh my gosh, like, she's right. And she said the reason why every teenage girl gets the same advice is because on these personality tests, it will come up with like, okay, well, you're very emotional and you have a lot of empathy. And so therefore, like, you would be great at being a psychologist because you're great at like listening to other people and understanding how they feel. And she's like, this is the dumbest thing ever because every teenage girl is highly emotional and has a lot of empathy. And those skills, those traits, which are typically, you know, more like feminine traits, can be used in anything, any career, any business could benefit from having empathy, being emotionally intelligent. And so she like helps these girls. Well, really, it's not just girls, like helping all these teens realize that, hey, you know, you really shouldn't listen to this test. There's so many other options. And so where she goes from there is, what are you good at? Like, what are you naturally inclined towards? And it could be anything. I mean, literally anything. Like I said at the beginning of the episode, anything and everything can and has been monetized. Okay, there are people online right now making money teaching women how to make their own sourdough bread. And I am one of those people that buys the course on learning how to make sourdough bread. Okay, you can monetize anything. And so it's really like, what are you good at? What do you enjoy doing? What do people come to you for help with or ask you questions about? And what are you really curious about? Like, that was a big thing for me when I got into the law of attraction, because it's like, when I read a book or take a course or look for anything, it is about the law of attraction. Like, I want to consume everything I can. I want to find out everything I can. That's a big inclination. What are you reaching for? Like, what are you purchasing? What podcasts are you listening to? What audiobooks? All of these things are clues as to what is lighting you up on the inside. And what's lighting you up on the inside is connected to your purpose, that hidden gem within you that is meant to be shared with the world because it makes the world a better place. Another game changer question to ask yourself is, when you're on social media, what irritates you? Like, what do you hear people talking about where you're like, I don't agree with that. That's not true. Or I don't do it that way. Or I like, that's BS. Because that is a key to where not only is it something you're interested in because you're getting this reaction from it, but you're also identifying a gap in the market, because people tend to do the same thing. You see like the same trends in all these industries. And if there is a trend, if there's something you're seeing left and right that you don't agree with, then that's a gap in the market. That is where you could go and teach your way. And if it's controversial, even better, because the social media algorithms love that. People love that. They gravitate towards it. So for me, like, just to give you an example, I get really irritated when you see like the same shit with manifestation, like, oh, 369 method, 55x5 method. And yes, those things are fine. Like, I, you know, I don't care. Like, if you want to do them, you can do them. But there's so much more that goes into that with the subconscious mind. And hardly anyone is talking about that. Hardly anyone is talking about subliminals being like such an easy way of manifesting. And so that's a gap in the market that I'm incredibly passionate about. I love researching the subconscious mind, looking at studies on subliminals, all that kind of stuff. And so it's no wonder like that has helped me create a business, a thriving business. So think about that for whatever topic it is that lights you up, whether it's something in the health and fitness industry or in the education industry, or, you know, anything that you're passionate about that you enjoy and you're like, man, I wish I could just get paid full time to do this. Then start asking yourself, what do I disagree with that I am seeing? What trends are like making me cringe, are annoying me. And that is going to give you clues to where you will stand out, where you can pave a new path, even in a saturated industry. And that is how you make that leap from what you're passionate about and good at to monetizing it and making a name for yourself in the industry. And so I wanted to do this episode because, again, like, I hope that this helps people get started on uncovering their passion. We all have it. And you might think I don't. Like, when I was in the corporate world, I had no hobbies, no anything, because I was so busy and so stressed out. I had no time for myself. And so it was a little bit harder for me, but I found it. And you can find it too. And so I actually put a lot of these prompts, I think there's like 30 prompts, maybe more, I don't know, in this guided journal on finding your purpose. I will link that in the show notes so you have it if you want to take that and go through it. And just start asking yourself these questions and get quiet. Step away for social media. Like, if you have a spring break, this would be the perfect time to step away from everything, while also just having these questions on your mind. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to be sitting on the beach or relaxing or playing with your kids or whatever, just kind of have these questions. Like, go in it with the intention of, like, my purpose is going to be revealed. What is my purpose? I swear, when you ask the universe a question, you get an answer. So try that out. Let me know what comes through. And I promise very soon I have something that I'm going to be launching that's a very good, simple, easy way to get started taking that thing and monetizing it. Very easy, very good for beginners, for people that, like, maybe want to start a business, are maybe still in their 9-to-5, can start working on this while they're in their 9-to-5. Or for people who already have a business that just haven't really started making the money they want to make yet. You know, when it's like, oh my gosh, is this ever going to work? Like, am I ever going to get past, you know, $1,000 or $10,000 a month? Like, this would be a great, great program for you to do. So it's not out yet. It's coming very shortly. I'll let you guys know when it's here, and I know you're going to love it. All right, so I hope that gives you some things to think about. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll see you back here a lot sooner this time. I'll try to get back on my regular schedule. Thanks for tuning in.